همکن یه بار و یه بار و این سر و آمین. Today is the fourth day of the assumption of the ascension of Christ into heaven, and it is usually referred to in the Armenian Church as the second Palm Sunday. And we can tell this because the gospel reading for today was about Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. So the question is, why do we call it the second Palm Sunday? Some will say because Palm Sunday takes place 1 week before Christ's resurrection, a major feast in the Armenian Church and all churches. Likewise, there has to be a Palm Sunday before 1 week before Pentecost, which is next week. And this is a nice, what we would call, folk tradition, but it is wrong. That's not the reason why today is second Palm Sunday. The real reason is, if you remember, when I preached on New Sunday, Nor Iragi, which is the week after Easter, from that Sunday, the week after Easter, all the way until Pentecost, which is next week, the four Gospels are read in their entirety. They are read from the beginning, actually up until Christ's passion, until his crucifixion, because that is already read during Holy Week. So it just happens that today, it is a coincidence, that the reading of Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem takes place. There's no real other reason other than it is a coincidence. Today was not always called the second Palm Sunday in the Armenian Church. And in fact, we received this tradition, this name, in the 11th century. In the 11th century, we had a Catholicos called Gregory II Bartholomew, also known as, in English, Gregory the Martyrophile. Martyrophile is just a fancy way of saying one who loves to read, study, and write about the saints and the martyrs. And so he would constantly do investigations and learn all he could about the saints. And he did this so much that he found the tradition of St. Gregory the Illuminator. And he says that during St. Gregory the Illuminator's 13 years in Hormidal, in the pit, an angel came to visit him every day for 13 years, except one day a year, and that was always the fourth day after the Ascension, always this Sunday. And so 1 year, this angel is missing. He's not there. And so Gregory says, where is my angel? Why hasn't he come to visit me? So the next day when the angel returns, he asks, he says, where were you yesterday? I missed you. And so the angel says, when Christ, the Son of God, returned to heaven, there was an edict that went out, a command that went out that said, for 9 days, we must celebrate his return to heaven. 9 days, 1 day for each of the nine classes of angels. And I belong to the fourth class, the fourth rank of angels. And for that reason, I was absent. I did not want to miss out on the festivities. For sure, he was an Armenian, this angel, because he would not miss out on the festivities. And so, from that day forth, Gregory the Martyrophile, Bogdaser, decided that this day would be known as the second Palm Sunday, the day that Christ enters into heaven, the Beresteyn Jerusalem, Berin Jerusalem, the supernal Jerusalem. And he would be remembered that way, and he wrote a shalagan, a hymn concerning this. The hymn that St. Gregory, or Gregory the Martyrophile, wrote is many, many verses, which I will not read, but they are beautiful. But probably the most beautiful is the last verse, where he writes, therefore, let us join then the angels in celebration, and sing praises to the Savior of all, who eliminates conflict and establishes peace. It is a touching verse because it is so true. It teaches us two very important things. First, it invites all of us to join the angels in heaven to sing and to glorify God. We do this, perhaps we don't realize this, every Sunday during Vada, during the Divine Liturgy Our prayers, our hymns, our songs constantly remind us that we have become like the angels. We have become like the angels who are able to sing praise. That's the only purpose of an angel, is to praise God. And we have become that in our ability and our willingness to sing praises to Him. But the second, probably more important truth to our lives today is that only Christ can eliminate the conflicts and establish peace in our lives. This means that we must not avoid issues, we must not ignore problems, and become people pleasers. So often we are under the impression that if we say yes to everyone, we're going to be liked, that people are going to love us, and there will be peace in our lives. As I would say in Armenian, antagarada, the opposite is true. The more we say yes, the more conflict we have in our heart, the more issues we have in our lives. The only way to prevent that and to establish true peace is to confront the issues we have, attack them head on, and overcome each difficulty that presents itself. And to do this, we must have faith in Christ that He will give us the strength and the wisdom to do it. When we are able to have Christ by our side, fighting not only for us, but with us, alongside us, it is then that true peace reigns in our hearts. For when we turn to God for His help and for His peace, it is an acknowledgement, and we acknowledge and confess our human limits and limitations and His infinite abilities to achieve anything we ask. So today and this weekend, as we remember and many of us celebrate Memorial Day, and we remember the fallen soldiers who have given their lives for our rights and our freedoms, and have confronted, fought, and overcome tyrants and dictators and the evils in this world in order to bring peace, a temporary peace to this world and our lives, I ask and I pray that we remember that the true and eternal peace only comes from Christ Jesus. And I encourage all of us to answer the invitation in the hymn for today's feast, that we join the angels in celebration and sing praises to the Savior of all, who eliminates conflict and establishes peace. Amen.
Amen.